Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Hello and welcome to the show. This is Andy Webb with Lifestyles Unlimited. And as always, we are working on your financial freedom. Hey, if you caught last week's show, you know, we talked about financing, and maybe more importantly, we talked about the end of the eviction moratorium as previously provided initially by the CARES Act and then later extended by the FHFA, the Federal Housing Finance Agency. Well, that was good news, right? Ended August 31st. And here we are about a week later, or right at a week later. And, well, since then, you may have seen in the news or heard in the news that we now have a new eviction moratorium in place. I just don't know what to think here. Issued by yet another governmental agency. Okay, so this time it was ordered by the CDC, right? The Center for Disease Control and Prevention. And I want to take a look at that that new order with you later in the show. It's actually quite a bit different from the CARES Act eviction moratorium, the extension by the FHFA, and maybe not as much of a disaster as you might think. Okay, so we're going to take a look at that, so stay tuned. If you own rental property now, or if you were planning to get started sometime between now and the end of the year, let's see what that means for you and for me. Now, if you don't own rental property, if you've been listening to this show for a while and you've been on the fence, you've been debating getting started, right? Thinking about investing, just thinking about it. Well, let me ask you, what's holding you back? Right now, what is holding you back? Is it that coronavirus? Or was it maybe the CARES Act eviction moratorium that was holding you back? Well, that one's gone now. Do you think this latest CDC eviction moratorium will maybe make you pause, freeze in your tracks, put you know, everything on hold? I hope not. I hope not. But you know what? It will have that effect on a lot of people, a lot of potential investors, and even some current ones. So you know what that means? That means that now is actually a good time for you to get started. Look, the crowd's going to thin a bit, and that's actually good news. And we're going to talk about that here in just a moment as well. Now, before we get to that, I do want to take another look, or a look at some other good news, really. A very positive story. A celebration, really. We are celebrating, actually, at Lifestyles Unlimited. We're celebrating 30 years. Our organization has been around for 3 decades. It's hard to believe. 30 years as an education and mentoring group. Force, I would say, out there in the market for real estate investors, right? What we've done over those 30 years is shown thousands of members the path to their financial freedom. That's what I did 8 years ago. That's how I got started, and it worked. And, you know, our members, you know, not just mom and pop operations, they've won countless awards from the National Apartment Association here in Texas, from the Texas Apartment Association. Just recently, I told you about one of our members winning the Sapphire Award from the Apartment Association of Greater Dallas. I mean, just award winners across the board. And across the board, we are 50,000 members strong. So it's a very large organization, and it's member-driven. You know, and I like the term ecosystem for what I have experienced at Lifestyles Unlimited, and it's a huge ecosystem when you have that membership base. You know, it creates this wonderful feedback loop, right? We learn what each other's doing, and it helps move the entire group forward. And that's not to dismiss, you know, that's just naturally what's happening. But aside from that, there's a tremendous education component. It is an education and mentoring group, so that should be there, right? But we've been trailblazers, and close to a decade we've been operating some form of training online. But of course now with the disruption of the coronavirus, we've made a massive move and now have a massive presence in that virtual education space. And I mention this because, again, thinking back to what I just said about getting started between now and the end of the year, let's say, you have a lot of opportunity to do that online, right? Live training sessions. I'm going to mention a couple of the upcoming lunch and learns in context here in just a moment. Great sessions coming up, and that's at lunchtime, obviously. And then we've got evening classes taught by sundry experts from our vendor network, as well as just members and educators as well. Case studies, huge. You've heard me talk about this before. The case studies are tremendous. It lets me see recent deals, recent investments that have happened this month, right? In both single family and multifamily asset classes, members get up and tell us about their deals. Huge learning opportunity, huge inspiration. And of course, I can't forget about the single family and multifamily road trips. Although we're not going out in person right now, I think those will resume, right? Obviously, at some point, but we're still doing them virtually online. Still a huge learning opportunity, huge opportunity to see properties that are available as well. And we've got a few multi-day workshops coming up. For example, we've got one coming up this month on negotiation. Is that important for you as a real estate investor to be? Absolutely. Whether you're working with an agent who may be negotiating on your behalf or going directly to the seller, as I have done in the past, or working with a resident in one of your properties, right? There's always a little bit of negotiating, give and take, right, going on here and there. So a great course. And of course, I can't neglect our free workshop, as well as, maybe more importantly, our two-day financial freedom seminar. That's really where the rubber hits the road and you really get your head around what it means and what you have to do to be a single-family investor as well as a multifamily investor, right? Huge history there. 30 years we've been doing this, developing, getting better, leveraging that feedback loop, right? And I think that history gives us some context. COVID-19, the coronavirus, this eviction moratorium, it's just going to be another event in history. Yes, I don't dismiss the fact that some people have died. A lot of people have gotten sick. I wish it had gone an entirely different direction. But ultimately, the coronavirus, the associated economic recession from shutdowns, the general panic, the malaise, it will be history. We're all going to come out on the other side. And the question is, how are you going to come out on the other side? Stay tuned. I want to give you a little more context. And a little bit later in the show, we're going to get into that latest eviction moratorium so you understand what that means to you and to me as residential real estate investors. So stay tuned.
And now a word on retirement from Del Wamsley.
The average person thought they'd retire at 59 and a half, 60, then they said 64, then it was 65, then it was 66, then all of a sudden they jump right to 70, 70 is the new 59, 70 is the new 64, then it was, most people are going to work all the way into their 80s.
Do you really want to work in your 80s, or would you like to retire in 5 years or less? Find out how on Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. This is Andy Webb. If you've got questions today, the number here in the studio, it's 855-497-4335. Again, that's 855-497-4335, or send me an email, askandy@luinc.com. And in the first segment, I was just reflecting on the long history, right, of Lifestyles Unlimited. We've been around for 30 years, three decades now, founded in 1990. And I think if you look back over that period of time, I know what we're going through right now is extraordinary. It's a novel coronavirus. It's totally new. We've never dealt with this sort of situation before, but we've been up against other hurdles in the past, and Lifestyles Unlimited has continued to move forward throughout each and every one of those. I mean, looking back, the organization, like I said, was founded in 1990. It kind of straddled the then savings and loan crisis, right? That started in the mid-80s and stretched into the mid-90s. And it hit Texas particularly hard. I think it was like half of the collapsed institutions were here in Texas. And I can bet there was some good real estate to buy back then, you know, if you could get it together. And that, again, that's when Dell got started. That's when Dell founded the organization. You know, moving on, we had a couple of Gulf Wars, right? A dot-com bust followed by September 11th. That was unprecedented in our history as a country, wasn't it? Much like this pandemic. You know, the Great Recession, when we had our massive housing bust, which led to the formation of that Federal Housing Finance Agency that saw fit to extend that last eviction moratorium, the Great Recession. You know, here locally to Texas, you know, Hurricane Harvey just battered Houston a couple years back. Houston is where Lifestyles was founded, but we pulled through each and every one of those events and continued following the roadmap, continued following the model, continued to grow our portfolio, and we'll continue to do the same right now. I'll tell you about a deal I saw that I missed. I wish I had snapped up here in just a moment, but we are still investing. We are still managing our properties. So lots of events in the past, you know, coronavirus right now, I'm sure there are more. But here's the thing, through it all, again, over 30 years, Lifestyles Unlimited and its members have continued to invest, like I said, continued to thrive, worked towards and attained that financial freedom. Right. And now the membership shares their knowledge, right? Their experience, and that is invaluable. Like I said earlier, in terms of an ecosystem, it's invaluable at times like these when we are, you know, again, presented with a new situation like the novel coronavirus. So thinking about other, you know, other investors out there, non-Lifestyles members, you know, people that maybe were thinking about getting in, I'll tell you, first of all, a lot of other investors, potential investors, they're going to be sidelined. Right. That fear monster is going to creep up on them. They're just not going to get started. Other investors or people that are currently investors, they're going to fail. Right. So we've gotten through the, you know, the prior eviction moratorium. Now we've got the latest one, which we're going to talk about. We've got that economic malaise out there. Is it getting better? Is it not? Job loss, job gains, 19,000 right at American Airlines, fear of the future, all manner of uncertainty around the coming presidential election. And of course, the now 6 months long COVID-19. So a lot of investors, they're seeing all of this and they're going to sit on the sidelines. That's going to thin the crowd, like I said. Potential investors won't even get started. That doesn't have to be you. I'll tell you how. And now, again, thanks to the FHFA, the Federal Housing Finance Agency, sure, their eviction moratorium may have expired, but they've extended the moratorium on foreclosures. Specifically, I'm talking here about single-family houses. Eventually, that pipe's going to burst. That's only through the end of the year. And at that time, both homeowners and investors as well will be handing over their properties at the courthouse steps. Or, even better, selling at a discount fast to avoid foreclosure altogether. Are you ready for that? Are you want to be ready? Now, I mentioned a deal I missed. The deals are still out there, and I'm kicking myself. I'm usually pretty in tune with these as they come across my inbox, and I missed it. But deal very close to where I did that last house I bought came across my desk. I was snoozing, taking a nap or something. Cash flow on this thing, projected cash flow over $600 a month. Last deal I did is bringing in over 400 a month. Two houses, $1,000. How does that work towards getting you towards your financial freedom? Works great. Anyhow, I missed that one, so I'll keep my eyes open in the future for sure. But that's single family. Now, on the multifamily front, right, the duration of this pandemic may now be hitting the apartment investors. I was listening to the Dell Walmsley radio show earlier this week, and Dell was talking about the fact that he's getting out. He's in the market looking at some deals. And by the way, if you missed his show or any of the other shows, you can go out to lifestylesunlimited.com and click on the radio tab to catch those. But he was talking about a particular complex he looked at, and the investors, they are in a hurry to get out from under that thing. Prices are coming down as a result. Not, I think you're going to see this across the board. What's happened is in a lot of cases, they're not financed properly or they're not capitalized well. And in this case, you know, you've got a situation where an investor has gone into a deal, done their underwriting using interest-only financing, and that interest-only period only runs for a period of time. It may be 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, seven, depends on the terms, right? Depends on you as an investor and your lender. And now they've come to the end of that interest-only period, and now they've got to start paying principal as well. Boom. Suddenly their debt service has increased tremendously. Their expenses have gone up. At the same time, 6 months into this pandemic, what's happened? Well, their revenues have declined. Now, don't take that to mean that it's declined for everyone across the board. At least I can speak from my experience and from talking to fellow investors, we're seeing the opposite. But in this particular case, mismanagement, I don't know, something's going on there, but they're in trouble. They're in trouble. So what do they need to do? Well, they need to unload that thing. They need to get out from under it. There's opportunity. We go in. We underwrite well. We are educated as investors. We secure the proper financing. We make sure we're capitalized. We run a good shop, get that asset stabilized, take it over, and run with it. Opportunity. So there's going to be a lot of opportunity out there for those that are prepared. Now, the question is, of course, that you're asking yourself, well, how do I get prepared? How do I be ready for this pipeline? Well, it starts now, right? First and foremost, get educated. Think back to what I told you in the first segment. We've got a ton of virtual online education available, different components, some live, some recorded, some recordings of prior live events, all manner of opportunity, not to mention our financial freedom program, the 2-day seminar. Huge stuff. So you got to get educated. Number two, you need to find a mentor, right? Don't do this alone, especially right now. When I look back to, you know, past 6 months, all the information that I've gotten from the leadership at Lifestyles Unlimited as relates to the pandemic and everything that's developed around it, it's been a huge support. So find a good mentor, somebody that's actually doing, not talking about, but doing what you want to do and doing it well, doing it successfully. I think 30 years in the business speaks to that success here at Lifestyles Unlimited. All right, stay tuned. You're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're going to shift gears here in the next segment and take a look at that newest eviction moratorium. Stay tuned.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. This is Andy Webb, and ahead of the break, we were just talking about Lifestyles Unlimited, 30 years, 3 decades as an organization. Wonderful thing to celebrate. Won't be celebrating in person this year, but hey, we've got many more years to come. And I want you to get ready. I want you to become a real estate investor. I want you to do what we've been doing at Lifestyles Unlimited over those 3 decades. Now, if you've got questions for me, the number here in the studio, it's 855-497-4335. Again, 855-497-4335. Or send me an email to askandy@luinc.com. And we are talking about getting prepared, right? What do you need to do to take those steps to become a real estate investor? Number one, get educated. I told you in the first segment about all the opportunities we have at Lifestyles Unlimited for that education. Tremendous opportunity there. Number two, find a mentor, somebody that's doing successfully, and I stress doing, not just talking about, but actually doing what you want to do. You're going to learn a ton. Number three, this is important, build your team. You can start that process now. You want to start it ahead of your first deal. In fact, you want to know who you're going to have as your general contractor, right? Who's your agent going to be if you want to work with a real estate agent or agents, right? Other contractors, HVAC, roofer, that sort of thing, lenders, right? We talked on last week's show about financing. You need to know who you're going to go to for hard money. You need to know who you're going to go to when you want to get that conventional loan. Excuse me, and the list goes on. And let me mention as well, we're going to be doing a show next week. I've got Jason Paff with Straight Line Foundation on with me this time in a week. We're going to be talking all about foundations, right? Here in North Texas, South Texas, Central Texas, our soil moves, you know. And what do you need to do to prevent that from happening? And if it's already happened on a house you're buying, what do you need to do to correct it? pier and beam versus slab foundation? What's the difference? What do I need to think about? Is one better than the other? If you've got any particular questions for me, I'd say, hey, send those in. Ask Andy at luinc.com. Any questions on foundation repair, you know, estimating, looking, observing, you know, planning. That's one of the big five, right? The budget busters, if you missed that one. If you've got any questions, send those in, and we'll see where we can work those in. Again, that's Ask Andy at luinc.com. So number three, again, as far as getting prepared is building that team. Number four, you want to get your capital together. Know what you have. Mentor's going to help you figure that out and get your financing together. Again, last week's show was all about financing, focused a lot on the last eviction moratorium that has since expired and now unfortunately been replaced. But you can check that out. We talked about hard money as well as straight conventional financing. You can go to lifestylesunlimited.com to see those. They're out there on the archive. Final action or final step is take action. Go buy that first deal, right? I joined Lifestyles, I don't know, about 8.5 years ago. We bought our first house 8 years ago. So yeah, we let about half a year elapse before we finally struck. A lot of that was nerves, right? We continued down that process, that path of getting educated, eliminating each fear one by one. Foundation was one of those. And guess what? That first house that we bought needed, I think it was like 32 or 34 piers. It was somewhere north of 30. So we went from having no idea that foundation repair is even a thing to suddenly, boom. Lifting a house pretty much all around the perimeter and in the interior as well. So that helped, that education. So if you want to learn more, here's what I want you to do. We've got our financial freedom program, and that's where you're going to go in and take the 2-day course. You're going to learn about single family investing. You're going to learn about multifamily investing across 2 8-hour days. Well, actually, we're doing it online now across 4 days as well. So your choice there. But you can learn more if you go to financialfreedomlivestream.com. The membership program has changed a little bit. It's now $297, which is still heavily, heavily discounted. But here's the better part. You're getting 2 years instead of just one. It's like right about 12 bucks a month. That's less than your Netflix subscription. So check it out. And I'll tell you what, if like I did when I started, you've got fears around investing. Let's say your fears concern the coming presidential election and its outcome. Well, we know kind of, yeah, we know where President Trump stands. We've seen what he's done for the last 4 years. He put a great, you know, tax break package into play, right? What happens if Biden becomes president? Well, on September 9th, coming up, we've got a lunch and learn titled Biden's Proposed Tax Plan as it relates to real estate. Join us, become a member, and get to that thing if that's one of your fears. Get to that lunch and learn here in just a couple of days. If you've got concerns by the same token about the broader future, right, the future in general and your heirs, right? I've got a toddler. That's definitely become a concern of mine. Well, we've got another course coming up later in September. This is in the evening. Actually, this is a 3-part series, Fundamentals of Estate Planning. Do you think that could help you if you've got young kids like I do, or if you plan on building wealth that you then want to pass to your heirs? Certainly a good course, right? One of our legal team vendors will be presenting that, so definitely an authority in that space. So again, my point here is there's a lot of education opportunity and some very targeted stuff. Just kind of scanning through, there's another lunch and learn at the end of September, which I'll definitely attend, cleaning and disinfecting for the coronavirus. I operate rental houses. I've had a couple of turns so far. I've managed through it, but I'm curious to see what other things I might think about, things I might have missed, right? So all good education, all good learning opportunities. But go check out financialfreedomlivestream.com to become a member. Learn about all the other benefits. There's much more to it. The promo code to get that discount, that 2 years for $297, is Save Big. Save Big. So check that out. So moving on. Okay, let's talk about the CDC, the latest eviction moratorium. And if you've got questions here, we've got a couple minutes left in this segment, and then we'll have one more segment after this. It's 855-497-4335 or ask Andy at luinc.com. So just to give you a little bit of background, right, we had the CARES eviction moratorium. That was part of the CARES Act that was passed, I guess it was back in March now. And that expired at some point, I believe it was late June. Well, after that expired, the Federal Housing Finance Agency said, well, we're going to extend that. So they basically carried it on through the end of August. It was a very broad moratorium, but it only impacted folks that had, investors that had mortgages on their properties, on their rental properties that were backed by Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac, or if their residents happen to receive, you know, if they participate in one of the voucher programs, Section 8, something like that, you could not evict. All of my houses are backed by Fannie or Freddie, right? That's the cheap money. That's what I want to get. So that naturally impacted me. Now, shifting gears, those have expired, and the newest eviction moratorium put in place by the CDC, it covers everybody. Whether you got that Fannie or Freddie backed loan or not, if you went down, maybe you hit your maximum 10 properties and now you've been investing using just a local bank, right? What's called a portfolio loan. Maybe you don't have a loan on it at all. This applies to you. Maybe. So there's some bullet points we're going to look at here. But for the most part, you do need to consider that it's no longer just those of us that finance with that cheap Fannie and Freddie 30-year money. So another thing I want to mention is that the good news is evictions are not fully stopped. You can proceed with evictions. What might stop that is if the resident, and the onus is on the resident, if the resident can present a declaration attesting to certain facts, certain things that they have attempted to do, certain things about their situation. We'll get into those in the next segment. If they can present that to you and they are now a qualified resident in that sense, yes, then the eviction moratorium applies. Okay. This became effective this past Friday, September 4th, and it's going to run until December 31st, so a little over 3 months. If you want to learn more, if you want to see the actual text of the regulation, I would tell you to go to federalregister.gov, a good website if you want to see what's going on the regulatory side, right? Anything that gets pushed through like this gets published out there, and that's when it takes effect. So the order was actually put out there on the 1st of September. It wasn't published in the Federal Register until the 4th, and again, that's when it actually took impact, right? Took effect. So when we come back, I want to give you some more details around this eviction moratorium, how it may or may not apply to you, what your resident has to do to evoke this order in essence, and what we're doing to carry on, because we are carrying on at Lifestyles Unlimited. I want you to carry on, do what you need to do, come back after the break. Stay tuned.
One of the things I'd like to get across is that your whole life you wanted to make a change, right? But you've never had the time. This might be it, because we have online education that you can get involved in.
We're now going to bring the free workshop to the entire country and really the world. Anybody who is interested can participate in that. We're going to live stream that free workshop and have people online with you on the live stream, talking with you, answering questions, interacting. You're really going to get a great feel for the Lifestyles community from this. And you can register for that. So if you want to find out about us, this is a great way to take a look at us and what we do.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. That's LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. This is Andy Webb, and today on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, we've talked about a couple of things here. Number one, hey, Lifestyles Unlimited is celebrating its 30th year as an organization, as a mentoring and education organization that helps you become a successful real estate investor. That's number one. Number two, we've looked at the pandemic and all the other things going on around us, and these things have triggered, among other things, eviction moratoria. Some of those have expired, some have been extended and then expired, and now we've got a new one, I guess the third version, coming out from yet a different organization. Now, this is coming from the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control, and it announced that the order would take effect September 4th, so that date has come and gone already as you're listening to the show or if you're catching the podcast, and it's going to run through the end of the year, December 31st, 2020, so you got 3 months and some change, right, to deal with this. What's important to understand is this particular order does not necessarily supersede any state or local, you know, county level. Maybe you've got municipal level moratoria in place. This does not supersede those if they are, right, of stricter in nature. Okay, let's put it that way. If there's nothing in place, then this is what you're working with. So whatever you're doing, if you feel you need to go down that path of eviction due to non-payment, be sure to check your local and county level and state level orders to see what's in place. Now, also interesting, I mentioned ahead of the break that this now covers everybody, right? Not just those with backed loans, but everybody. No loans, cash only deals. This covers you by virtue of the CDC ordering this. Under its power to protect us, basically, is a thought behind it. Now, that's a little bit thin, and I think this will be challenged. And you can read in the order itself, if you go to federalregister.gov, do a search for eviction, something like that, you'll find it pretty quickly. But they try to build the case, so I read through the whole thing, as to why this is necessary, given the pandemic, right, given COVID-19. And it's a little bit thin. It's going to be challenged. You know it is. But in the meantime, what are they covering? Well, residential property that they define as covering both single family and multifamily, in addition to other forms of rental property. I don't know what else might that be. Maybe you own a boathouse like the folks in the Netherlands do, and you're renting that out. I don't know what it means, but single family, multifamily is what we do at Lifestyles Unlimited, and those are both impacted here. And it says specifically that a covered person covered by this particular order is any resident. And this is the important part. This is the important part for you and me. Any resident who can provide a declaration, and this is under penalty of perjury, indicating a number of things. Now, we're going to get back to those. And I want you to take this away. This resident can be prosecuted. They may owe a fine, something like that, if they're lying, if they're misleading, if they're omitting something that's important when they complete this declaration. And for me, who was formerly covered by the CARES Act, right, because I have those federally backed mortgages, this one is less onerous to me, okay? With the CARES Act, it was broad. It didn't, you know, people could more readily take advantage of that. I've got a buddy, in fact, not a Lifestyles member, who has a guy that openly said, I'm not going to pay my rent. It's been very few and far between that I've heard that type of story. This guy is now going to have to attest under penalty of perjury if he lies that he cannot make the rent. And here's what he's got to attest to. And if you go to that federalregister.gov, you can find this form. But number one, the individual has used their best efforts to obtain all available government assistance for rent or housing. Okay, they've had to put forth that effort. It's out there. It's available. You know, the city of Dallas offered some rental assistance for folks as part of the pandemic relief. Right. I don't know where that's at, if it's been exhausted, but you have to make that effort. Number two, the individual expects, and this puts a cap on it for us, expects to earn no more than $99,000 in annual income for the calendar year 2020. Single filer. If you're joint filer, that's $198K. That's basically the cap that they put on the stimulus payment. So if you got a stimulus check, right, if your resident got that stimulus check, they're under that cap, right? A lot, you know, if you're renting to a couple of doctors, they're going to clear that. They're not in this picture. They are no longer covered. You are free and clear to move forward with that eviction. If they're doctors, I hope they're paying their rent. But, you know, that gives you that go ahead. Number three, the individual is unable to pay the full rent or make a full housing payment due to substantial loss of household income, meaning they've had a pay cut, right? A significant pay cut, can't make the rent, right? They have to be using their best efforts to make timely partial payments. And we've talked about that since the outset. Go back to March. If your resident can't make that full rent, work with them. Try to get that partial payment, right? Try to bridge that gap. Try to offer a payment plan. This is stuff we've talked about for months now, right? But here they say, number four, that the individual has to make a best effort to make timely and partial payments, right, that are as close to the full payment as possible. And here's the important part from the point of view from the CDC. The eviction would likely render the individual homeless or force the individual to move into and live in close quarters, right, with others. That's their concern. That's their concern from the point of view of disease spread, okay? The resident has to attest to all of these things. You don't have to point out that there's this attestation process. You can go ahead and start the eviction process. Now, the judge, local municipal judge, whatever, the JP in the county, they may not know all of the details here. You may need to help them along, so acquaint yourself with this. Again, go out to federalregister.gov to see that. If you're a Lifestyles member, there will be more forthcoming, I'm sure. But be familiar, right? Talk to your attorney. I'm not an attorney. You need to go talk to your real estate attorney if you're dealing with a potential eviction in these circumstances. But important as well, this order does not relieve the residents of their obligation to pay rent or adhere to any other obligation under their lease. Your lease is still binding. And here's also an important distinction to the prior eviction moratorium from the CARES Act. Before, we could not levy late fees, right? If they don't pay their rent on time, my lease provides for a certain late fee provision, some amount per day, let's say. Before, couldn't charge that. Now we can. So if they're not paying their rent in September, you can charge those late fees, October, November, and so on. And again, it's also, I didn't call out this bullet point. It's at the very bottom here on the list. The resident has to attest that I understand that at the end of this temporary halt on evictions, my housing provider may, I bet you will, if you're an owner like I am, may require payment in full for all payments not made. This is where the other shoe is going to fall. You know, earlier on during the pandemic, Lynn Murrow joined me and she made this very point. If people try to take advantage of this situation and put things off, they're just going to get hammered on the back end. Whether we're talking about forbearance on your mortgage or delaying your rent. Now, again, this particular CDC order is a little bit better structured and gives more guidance and protection, I would say, for you and for me. Again, nothing in this order prevents the evictions if the resident is violent, right? If they're engaging in criminal activity, if they're threatening the health or safety of other residents, if they're damaging or even posing an immediate and significant risk of damage to the property, right? Violating any applicable building code or, again, from the CDC point of view, any regulation related to health or safety, right? That's their concern. And any other contractual obligation under that lease, anything except for those that have to do with monies, basically, because that's the name of the game here. They're concerned about the ability to pay rent and any associated fees. So even if you charge those late fees, they're not bound to pay those yet. You can just accrue those for now. So that's the newest eviction moratorium in a nutshell. Do note that you want to follow this closely. You want to be aware. You want to make sure you're informed because there are large fines if you countermand this if you don't follow this closely. So I wanted to be sure to share that with you. Took effect September 4th, going through the end of the year. But you know what? You know what we're doing at Lifestyles Unlimited? We're continuing to operate, right? So what can you do? You know, aside from be aware of that particular provision, that particular regulation, continue to put the best product out there, right? Continue to operate to a higher standard, like we talk about at Lifestyles Unlimited. Be a good owner, a good landlord, right? Take care of repairs as needed if they're coming up. Check in with your residents. You may not be making your regular walkthroughs due to the pandemic, but check in, you know, send an email or something like that. Maybe give them a call. Maintain communications. I think that's the message there. And if you do have a vacancy, again, screening criteria is pivotal. If you're buying a new house, like the house I saw come across my email the other day, I should have pulled the trigger on, didn't know it was there until too late. But you know what? We would have gotten a house, fixed it up. It would have been vacant. We would have leased it. And a lot of people may have fear now with this eviction moratorium of putting a deadbeat into the property. But you know what? You're the boss. This is your business. You set the screening criteria. You need to stick to it, first of all. What can you do? Maybe raise that minimum credit score. People that have a high, you know, high 700s, 800 credit score, they know it. They know what it means to have good credit, and they're going to protect that. And that's your leverage at some point, is to ding that credit. So focus on raising that minimal credit score. Higher security deposit. If you're in Texas, you have a little more flexibility. If you're listening outside of the state, always consult locally because there are more stringent regulations as it applies to security deposits. May not be able to go higher than 1 month's rent, but here in Texas, we have that freedom, which is why we like investing here. So you might want to put in a higher security deposit. There are things you can do, but you need to stay educated. We talked about that. You need to be educated and you need to get prepared. So going back to the first part of the show, I want you to go check out financialfreedomlivestream.com. Learn about that membership. Go ahead and join. The promo code is SAVEBIG. Get into those coming courses that are coming up. And if you have any questions on foundation, evaluation, repair, etc., send those to askandy@luinc.com. My guest next week will be a foundation repair company. You've been listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. This is Andy Webb. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. You have a good day.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.